Today we're building what I call the Drop Ghost Method, a mastering and arrangement trick for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12. If you're making jungle, old school DNB, or dark rollers, this is a really powerful way to make the first impact of the drop feel bigger, darker, and way more physical, without just slamming the master and killing the groove. The basic idea is simple. The intro or pre-drop section feels a little narrower, a little darker, and a little more controlled than the drop. Then when the drop lands, the track opens up, not just louder, but wider, clearer, and more forceful. That contrast is what makes the room feel like it changes. Before we touch the master chain, let's talk mix prep, because this matters a lot. If your pre-master is already overloaded, the ghost method won't really work. You want about -6 to -3 dB of headroom on the master, no limiter smashing the mix bus, and a clean balance between kick, sub, and breaks. For jungle and old school DNB, try not to overcompress the break bus before mastering. You want snap, movement, and some raw edge left in there. If the break is already flattened, the drop won't feel like it expands. So, let's build a simple master chain in Ableton Live 12. Start with utility, then EQ8, then glue compressor, then saturator, then either multiband dynamics or a very gentle limiting approach, and finally a limiter. You can also use spectrum to check balance as you go, and drum bus if you want a tiny bit more punch and weight. The point is not to do a lot, the point is to do enough to shape the illusion. The first device I want you to focus on is utility. Put it first in the chain. Utility is perfect for controlling width, and width is a huge part of the ghost method. In the intro or build-up, try setting width somewhere around 80 to 90%. If the tune is sparse and you want a tighter, more claustrophobic warehouse feel, you can even go down to 70%. Then, at the drop, automate it back to 100%. That may sound like a tiny move, but psychoacoustically, it's massive. The intro feels contained, so the drop feels like the room opens up. Next, use EQ8 to shape the tonal ghost. In the intro, a gentle high shelf cut around 8 to 12 kHz, maybe 1 to 2.5 dB, can take a little shine off the top and make the section feel darker. If the intro is too forward or too present, you can also dip a touch around 2.5 to 5 kHz, just a small amount, maybe 1 dB or so. Be careful not to carve out too much low end unless the mix is muddy. At the drop, bring that top end back to flat or even a slight lift if needed. You want the hats, snares, and break detail to appear, not get brittle. In DNB, especially with sharp break samples, too much presence in the 4 to 7 kHz zone can make things spitty and harsh really fast. After that, bring in glue compressor very lightly. Think cohesion, not punishment. A good starting point is 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 ms, release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, and keep gain reduction around 1 to 2 dB, maybe 3 dB max if the section is really loud. What you're listening for is whether the break and bass feel glued together without losing punch. If the compressor is pumping hard or flattening the groove, back off. The ghost method depends on the drop feeling like it has more life than the intro, not less. Now add saturator for smoky thickness. This is where you get some of that warehouse grime and harmonic body. Try 1 to 4 dB of drive, soft clip-on, and then match the output carefully so you're not just making it louder. Saturation can really help the bass translate on smaller speakers, and it can add that worn, dusty texture that fits old-school jungle energy. But don't overdo it. If your sub is already harmonically busy, or your break is already crunchy from resampling, too much saturation can turn the mix into fizzy mush. Keep it subtle and listen for thickness, not fuzz. Low-end control is a huge part of this style. For smoky warehouse vibes, the low end should feel solid, centered, and calm. Use utility if you need to keep everything below around 120 Hz mono, especially if the bass is wide or animated. Then use EQ8 to check for buildup in the low mids. The area around 180 to 450 Hz can get congested very quickly once you stack breaks, bass, and room effects. If the drop feels cloudy, a tiny cut there can help more than trying to push the sub harder. Also watch for boxiness around 400 to 700 Hz and unnecessary rumble below 30 Hz. A gentle high pass at 20 to 30 Hz can clean up useless sub junk, but don't get too aggressive. Jungle breaks need their mid body. If you clean everything too much, the track loses smoke and starts sounding sterile. You can use multiband dynamics if you really need it, but only gently. Maybe a little control in the low band if the sub jumps too hard, or a tiny amount of high band control if the hats get a bit spitty. Most of the time, though, a good EQ, A touch of glue and some saturation is enough. Don't force multiband processing just because it's there. Then finish with a limiter. Keep the ceiling around -0.8 dB and lower the threshold until you hit your loudness target without crushing the transients. This is especially important in jungle and old school DNB because the break impact matters. If the limiter is shaving off more than 3 to 4 dB consistently, stop and check the mix. You may be trying to master a mix problem instead of shaping a good one. Now let's talk about the arrangement side, because this is where the Ghost method really sells itself. In the 1 to 4 bars before the drop, make the track feel slightly smaller and darker. Narrow the width a bit, trim the top end slightly, let reverb tail sink into the background, and create a moment of negative space before the first hit. On the drop, bring back the full drum break, full sub and bass, wider ambience, and more top-end air. The listener should feel like the room opens, not just that the track gets louder. A really good move in Ableton is to use your return tracks to support this illusion. For example, you can have a dark room reverb return with a decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, low cut around 150 to 250 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep the send subtle, but let it be a little more noticeable in the intro. Then tighten it up at the drop so the dry impact feels stronger. You can do the same with a dubstyle delay wash using echo. Keep it filtered and murky, not shiny. The idea is that the intro has more atmosphere and the drop has more punch. If you want to push this further, think in contrast bands, not just loudness. That's a big mastering lesson here. The ghost effect usually comes from changes in density, width, and tone, not from making the intro quietly and the drop loud. In fact, keep the actual level difference pretty subtle. Let the spectrum do the heavy lifting. Also, if the intro feels too big or too wide, solve as much as possible on the source buses first. The master should refine the illusion, not create it from scratch. A few advanced tricks can really level this up. One is frequency selective ghosting, where you only darken or narrow the top ambience or side information before the drop, while keeping the kick and sub stable. Another is the fake drop trick, where you tease the full energy, then pull back for one bar before the real drop lands. That works especially well in jungle, because the listener expects the break to return hard. You can also try a parallel density layer, duplicate part of the break or bass texture, then saturate, compress, and narrow it, and blend it underneath the clean version. That gives the intro a smoky body that can disappear or bloom when the drop hits. If you're more advanced with routing, mid-side contrast can be amazing too. Keep the mid-punch stable, darken or narrow the sides in the intro, then restore them at the drop. That can make the room feel much bigger without changing the core groove. There are a few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the intro too thin, or it loses mystery and just sounds weak. Don't overcompress the master, or the drop won't feel like it arrived. Don't make the intro too wide, because then the drop has nowhere to go. Don't oversaturate the sub, because the low end can get blurry fast. And don't brighten the top too early, because then the drop loses excitement. Most importantly, don't limit so hard that the break loses its transient edge. Old school and jungle energy depends on that raw bite. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do right now. Export a short 16-bar section of your tune with 8 bars of intro, 4 bars of buildup, and 4 bars of drop. Put the chain on the master, utility, EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and limiter. Automate the intro width to about 85% and pull the high shelf down by around 1.5 dB. At the drop, return the width to 100% and bring the EQ back to normal. Keep compression the same, and let the limiter do as little as possible. Then compare intro and drop at matched loudness. Ask yourself, does the drop feel wider, does the snare hit harder, does the bass feel more physical, and does the room open up? If one part isn't working, only change one thing at a time. Width, top end, low end mono, or saturation. Don't change everything at once. So to recap, the drop ghost method is about contrast that feels like energy release. For smoky warehouse DNB and jungle, that means a slightly narrower, darker intro, disciplined low end, subtle saturation and compression, and then a drop that opens up in width, brightness, and impact. In Ableton Live 12, your core tools are utility for width and mono control, EQ8 for tonal shaping, glue compressor for cohesion, saturator for smoke and thickness, limiter for final loudness, and spectrum for checking balance. If you do this right, the listener won't just hear the drop, they'll feel the room change. And that is the warehouse magic.